Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
That's all you had to say.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol, Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
I love you, man.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
That'll be fine, pal.
And the WBO.
I am dangerous.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Let's not say anything more about the terrible fix we're in. Let's talk about something else.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well?
Pedro Fernandez.
We haven't one moment to lose.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And today, I do not disappoint. We'll talk with the professor, that's right, the great Professor Chuck Marbury of ringtalk.com, the old school writer, will be in the house today. We'll also talk with Slammin' Sammy Perez, going to talk MMA, of course, mixed martial arts, the UFC, the hottest sport going right now, no question about that. And we'll bring in the Goodwill Ambassador when it comes to the world of boxing. I'm talking about HBO Judge Harold Letterman will be here. So if you'd like to talk to any of my three guests, we've got open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Three judges suspended last week from the fight, of course, that took place between Erlandi Lara and Paul Williams. Paul Williams won the fight on a majority decision, and Lara kicked his butt from pillar to post. And the three judges, they were suspended this week by the New Jersey State Athletic Control Board. So right on, somebody start to do something finally about these corrupt or incompetent judges. You can't have it no other way. It's either A, corrupt, or B, incompetent. There's no gray matter here, folks. It's one or the other. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at
RingTalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and, like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
When all else fails, I got to groove.
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past hour. That is the Tower of Power live from their 40-year anniversary CD. DVD, of course, is available at Amazon.com and TowerofPower.com. And speaking of TowerofPower.com, no, I have not updated the website at TowerofPower.com as far as Pedro's Song of the Month is concerned for the month of July, but I will do that in the next 48 hours. Plus, I'll give you a double bonus. We'll go with two songs this month. That's right, Pedro's Song of the Month featured at TowerofPower.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Armed Forces Network, and of course, around the world on the fabulous internet at SportsByline.com. Well, you know, if you use the N-word on the radio or in the world of print or in the media of any kind, you can get into trouble doing it. Unless, of course, you're a black guy. If a black guy can say, a black guy can get away with saying that, all right? But if you use the J-word, you get in worse trouble, and guess what? You play with power. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire. I kid you not. And what I'm talking about is, about 11 years ago, HBO's vice president, of course, Luda Bella, now he's a boxing promoter. He controls the world middleweight champion Sergio Martinez and a host of other fighters. But he was a vice president at HBO Sports. You know, he was a tall dude from Harvard. He was a Harvard graduate from the law school. There was a lawyer, had himself a pierced earring. I mean, he brought a lot of animation, a lot of energy. He was HBO Boxing. He created the HBO Boxing After Dark series. I mean, of course, which debuted in 1996 with Marco Antonio Barrera and Kenny McKinney in that great fight down there at the L.A. Forum, which you see me in sitting there in the first row on HBO. Anyway, the bottom line is Lou DiBella was HBO Boxing. So about 11 years ago, HBO and Lou to get together, and they're talking contract, you know, renegotiations, whether Lou's going to sign up for another term as vice president. And they tell him he has no upward mobility in the company. In other words, he's not going to become HBO CEO Sports, the sports of HBO, the CEO of HBO Sports. Seth Abraham was the sports boss at HBO there, had been for a long time. And he said to Lou, look, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not just not going anywhere, okay? So Lou, you know, ponders his thoughts. He figures out, what am I going to do, man? Well, if I'm not going to be able to get the CEO job here and call the shots at HBO, obviously I need to go somewhere else. I need to do something on my own. So he went out and he started a promotional company. And, of course, he had people like Olympic bronze medalist Jermaine Taylor from the year 2000. I mean, he had some good fighters that he started out with back in the year 2000, 2001. Okay? So, but check this out. 3 weeks after Lou announces his resignation from HBO as vice president of sports, they announced that Ross Greenberg is going to take over as HBO Sports CEO. That's right. 3 weeks after Lou resigns. Coincidence? I don't think so, okay? The bottom line is Seth Abraham, in my opinion, and the opinion of many people, either lied, deceived, or was not being truthful or forthright with Lou DiBella when he said he would be there for years and there was no chance of him ever getting the HBO CEOs of sports job, okay? But, of course, they gave it to Ross Greenberg. Now, what do Ross Greenberg and Seth Abraham have in common? They're both Jewish. I mentioned that in an article, and I said the J word. Whoa, you should have seen the response on the internet this morning. I couldn't believe it. I mean, they were coming after me like I was a Nazi or something. I kid you not. And all I did was say, call a spade a spade. I mean, if a Mexican gave another job to another Mexican and there was a more qualified guy there, because all Ross Greenberg was some guy that pushed the buttons in the truck. I remember the old age, when HBO does a broadcast, they have a truck outside. It's called the production truck. And what Ross does is, Ross is basically in there telling them, go to camera one, go to camera two, go to microphone four, go to microphone six. So Ross Greenberg goes from working in the truck all the way up to HBO Sports CEO 3 weeks after Lou resigns or announces the fact he's going to leave the company. And say that Seth Abraham goes over and takes over Madison Square Garden. Now, Uncle Seth, who's called me a minch before, which means you're a great guy, and I've got no problems with him or no problems with Jewish people at all, but no, a few people on the internet went absolutely nuts over this, okay? But I'll tell you like it is. It's like this, look. If a Buddhist gave a job to another Buddhist, they'd be saying, you know what, there might be some favoritism there. If a black guy gave a job to another black guy, they'd be saying, there might be some favoritism there. But if you say a Jewish guy gave an opportunity to another Jewish guy, which he probably didn't deserve, and screwed somebody over in the process who happened to be an Italian-American, all of a sudden, you're an anti-Semite. But I'm not. But I had to get that off my chest right now because there's going to be a lot of pressure on that one. I figure next week I'm going to feel some heat on that. And, of course, HBO hasn't been throwing me the sponsorship money, so people are going to say, hey, HBO's not sponsoring anymore, so you're dogging HBO. No, no, I'm calling a spade, and right in this point, in place has got me in a little bit of trouble with some people, but hey, what's this? I've been doing this 26 years. Getting in trouble is what I do. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We switch gears, folks. We're going to talk old school boxing with my professor. I'm talking about the professor at ringtalk.com, Professor Chuck Marbury. What's up, Professor?
Hey, how's it going, Pete?
Pretty good, man. How's life treating you?
Oh, man. It's going great. I can't complain one bit.
Okay, so why is you starting such a ruckus on the internet, bringing up all this old school versus new school boxing, saying that old school boxing would kick the snot out of new school boxing, and you're lighting a fire just like I lit a fire with the Seth Abraham, not quite the fire I lit with Seth Abraham and Ross Greenberg and Lou DiBella, but you know, you're getting a lot of hits on the internet. The Facebook page is lighting up. Everybody's having a good time. But people are commenting on your stories. What got you so involved in this old-school boxing look?
Well, one of the things is that I think a lot of the people who follow boxing today don't know the history of boxing, and I think a lot of the story and a lot of the richness of boxing has been lost, and I've just felt like I needed to bring some of that to light. And as I watch a lot of the fighters today, I see that a lot of the art and the craft of boxing is not being passed on. It's not being played out in the ring, and I wanted to bring that to light.
Well, you know, last week you brought up the fact that corner men are getting into the ring 8 to 10 seconds late when, you know, you've only got a minute. You get in there 10 seconds late, you're 10% late. I mean, you've already taken away 10% of the guy's rest time. You've got guys putting their arms in the wrong positions, hanging them on the ropes. Of course, the only fighter I think in boxing history was able to do that and do it successfully without hurting him or hindering himself was Muhammad Ali. But everybody else, I mean, you and I both fought. We both know that you got to rest your arms down between your legs and just let your arms hang so they can regenerate themselves during that one-minute process, of course. And you're supposed to be taking deep breaths, and you're supposed to have an, if you've got a cut, you've got a cut man working on your eye. If a guy gets into the ring 10 seconds late and gets to work on your cut 15 seconds later, all of a sudden he's only got 20 seconds to work on your cut, and there's no time to give any advice and this and that. So I see where you're coming from on the unprofessionalism of some of today's trainers. In fact, you know what? Some of these guys should be arrested for impersonating trainers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so should some of the commissions or whoever licensed these guys.
Don't get me going on that one, Professor, you know, because I should be the federal boxing czar. That's right. Pedro Fernandez should control boxing throughout the entire United States because there wouldn't be any crooked judges. It just wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be any crooked judges. There wouldn't be any incompetent judges. I can find three guys, and I don't have to sit them in the first row. I can sit them in the balcony, and they get the fight right, okay? But that's what they want in a lot of these promoters want guys that aren't going to give the right score. You know, because a promoter hires you, and he takes you over to, say, Buenos Aires, Argentina, or he takes you to Las Vegas, you know, and he puts you up in this five-star suite, and you get all this food, and you get all this drink, you know. And once in a while, these guys have been known to get women and hookers and stuff like that. But the bottom line is, you know, they really don't have to bribe you per se, but they sort of make you, they sort of imply that, you know, I am giving you the job and I expect you to take care of my guy. And I think that's what happened last week with these three incompetent judges in Atlantic City with the Lara and Williams fight. I think they had the fight way off. I scored the fight a few times. At one time I had Lara winning by 7 points, and other times I had Lara winning by 5 points. And the last time, the very least, I had Lara winning by 3 points. But there was no doubt in my mind that Lara punched more holes than him. Man, he should have been arrested for domestic violence. He whooped on Paul Williams so bad.
Absolutely. Obviously, the other guy was more busy, but Lara was more accurate and did more damage. I had him winning by two rounds at the very least. But I think a lot of the problem is also with the promoters. I think the promoters in boxing have taken a page from professional wrestling promoters, in which says that controversy creates cash, and it does in professional wrestling, but in professional boxing it does the opposite. It kills the game.
I believe it
and
does.
You have so much of that, and people say, just to heck with it, I'll go do something else with my entertainment dollar.
No question about that. We're talking with Professor Chuck Marbury, folks, out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and of course he is the old school writer at ringtalk.com. He's got a couple of articles up there this week. I mean, he's one of my consistent guys. He's one of the guys that's producing great copy. This week he did a story on the great Bob Fitzsimmons. I didn't know a whole lot about Fitz other than the fact that he was the first three-division champion. He won the middleweight, the heavyweight title, then he went back and won the light heavyweight title, right?
Right.
I mean, who?
And never weighing more than 170 pounds.
And whooping on heavyweights at 170 pounds.
That's exactly right.
Sounds like Pedro Fernandez whooping on those 225-pound dudes weighing 140 pounds. That's what that sounds like. So anyway, Professor, tell me about Fitzsimmons, first triple champion. Where do you rate him as far as, like, boxing's all-time top 10? Does he belong on that list?
Yes, absolutely. I would say in the all-time list, he would be at least number five.
Okay, so and who's the best fighter in history ever?
Without a doubt, all-time great would have to be Sugar Ray Robinson.
You know, a little story about Sugar Ray Robinson. In 1984, was it 84? Yeah, 84, I believe, Roberto Duran fought Thomas Hearns and got knocked silly. I mean, he got knocked out like, bang, cold, one punch. He tried to get up. I heard him groaning. I was sitting there in the first row groaning at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. He couldn't get up. But staying across the hall from me at the old Aladdin Hotel was this man who opened the door for room service wearing a pink shower cap and a pink robe. And that was none other than Walker Smith Jr., a.k.a. Sugar Ray Robinson. So I have a big exclusive interview written in the archives. Of course, it's an archived interview, and I'll bring it out one of these days. But the bottom line is I got to spend some time with Sugar Ray and then his wife, Millie, and then, of course, he started to get sick. He got Alzheimer's, and he passed away a couple of years later. But Millie and I had a big celebration for Sugar Ray Robinson in 1989, August of 1989. In fact, the night before Mike Tyson turned Carl the Truth Williams into a liar by knocking him out in 93 seconds, which is 2 seconds longer than it took him to knock out Michael Spinks. But the bottom line is Millie Robinson was a wonderful lady. Ray Robinson was a good guy. And as far as calling him pound for pound the best fighter of all time, I don't think there's too many people that are going to argue with you. Now, does Roberto Duran deserve to be in that top 10?
I think arguably, yeah, Roberto probably deserves to be somewhere in the top 10, but unfortunately, so many people will just remember the latter part of Duran's career when he was fighting, you know, past his prime, blown up, and probably most people will remember Roberto for quitting against Sugar Ray.
You are the source of the second No Mas fight in November of 1980. Anyway, Professor, I got to let you run, but I thank you so much for spending some time with me, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And keep up the good work for getting the news out.
Thank you so much. And speaking of Roberto Duran, he was one of my sparring partners. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I ain't kidding you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
The best things in life are free. Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. At 1-800-945-4637, you'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-945-4637. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-945-4637. That's 1-800-945-4637.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
And again, BJ is out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby Jetty.
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. Gentlemen, it's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
BBJ defends!
Check it, 29, make it 30 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Time to talk MMA with our MMA expert. Of course, I'm talking about Slam and Sammy Perez. What's up, Big Sam?
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
And talk to me, man. We've got about 5 minutes here. What's happening in the world of mixed martial arts?
Well, the big news this week, Pedro, has to do with the UFC. UFC 133 specifically comes on Saturday, August 6th. And originally the main event for that pay-per-view was supposed to be a 205-pound light heavyweight contendership between Rashad Evans, former champion, and Phil Davis. Unfortunately, Phil Davis came down with an injury this week. And when Dana White was looking for a last, luckily he had a couple of weeks, but for a replacement, he went to Tito Ortiz. Originally, Tito Ortiz, who had just won a fight 2 weeks ago in less than 2 minutes, declined, saying that, you know, he wanted to take some time to make sure that he was okay and everything was fine. So they went to Lyoto Machida. Machida says, yeah, I'll do the fight. Then all of a sudden, Machida comes back to Dana White and says, I'll do the fight, but I want Anderson Silva type money. Dana White says, with a 1-2 record in your last three fights, you don't deserve Anderson Silva money. And then out of nowhere, Tito Ortiz calls Dana White back and says, hey, did you make this fight yet? Because I would like to do it. So Tito Ortiz, in the span of 2 weeks, has pretty much gone from has-been to what's happening in the UFC.
But, you know, Tito Ortiz, who's been a guest on this show a long, long time, I think we go back to UFC 133 or something like that. I take that back, UFC. What's the one where he debuted against that Russian, and he fought that Russian? I can't remember what the guy's
Vladimir
name was.
Matyushenko?
Yeah, they laid around on the canvas for, like, all the entire fight for five rounds. He was defending the light heavyweight championship.
Yep.
And the pay-per-view went off in the middle of the
Zufa. Yeah, that was UFC 133, as a matter of fact.
All right, but it was...
I'm sorry, not 133, UFC 33.
33, exactly.
Yeah, I apologize.
That's what I had it right, so 133, not the 133. But the bottom line is Zuffa Sports and Dana White, they were inexperienced at the time. They didn't buy enough satellite time, of course, and the satellite went off, the pay-per-view went off, and the fight was still going on. Remember that?
As a matter of fact, Pedro, I do. You're going back almost 10 years exactly. It'll be 10 years in September. UFC 33 was actually the first event under the Zuffa banner after they bought out SEG, the UFC from SEG. And as you indicated, this was the first event where they actually had the quote-unquote new UFC with rules and regulations. The New Jersey Athletic Commission helped them get that situated. And like you said, Pedro, it was kind of like a work in progress. They had a three-hour allotted time for the pay-per-view, and during the middle of that Tito Ortiz-Matyushenko fight, right in the middle of it, which is a five-rounder, at 1 o'clock in the morning came. They started at 10 p.m. Eastern time. I remember because I was watching it, and it cut off. And so they got a lot of flack for that, but they corrected their mistakes. And
they offered refunds.
We've seen what happened.
Yeah. You know, Tito Ortiz, I think what he's most famous for, though, is being married to a porn star in Jenna Jameson. I don't know personally if I could marry a porn star. It's not that I'm insecure or nothing like that, okay? But, you know, having videos of my old lady floating all over the internet and this and that, I just don't know if I could go there, Sam. Sam, could you marry a porn star?
Honestly, Pedro, I don't know if I could either, to be quite honest. Especially when you put it that way. I will give Tito Ortiz and Jenna Jameson some credit in this respect. They are both, Don't get it mistaken. They are both savvy business people.
Yep.
She obviously with her entity in the porn industry. But Tito Ortiz also. I mean, Tito Ortiz, a lot of people give him a lot of flack and, you know, in some instances deservedly so. But one thing that especially fighters in today's age, as far as mixed martial arts is concerned, have to give him credit for. He stood his ground in terms of the money that some of these fighters are getting. I know that this is a big issue with you in terms of what these guys are being paid.
Yep.
And I try to, you know, explain it to the fact that the sport is less than 18 years old. But honestly, especially the main event guys wouldn't be getting the money they are getting if it wasn't for Tito Ortiz.
And Tito Ortiz started his own clothing line, too. He was the first guy to do that. So he was hip to marketing. And Jenna Jameson, porn star or not, she had her own jet.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. When it comes to these two... And, you know, obviously they make a very interesting couple in the limelight, but as far as business is concerned, there's no half-stepping on their part. They know what they're doing, and they stay strong to their convictions. So from that standpoint, like I said, Tito Ortiz, who just 2 weeks ago hadn't won a fight since 2006, was pretty much relegated to being outside of the UFC because everybody expected him to lose to Ryan Bader 2 weeks ago. He ends up submitting the consensus number 7 light heavyweight in the world in less than 2 minutes. And 2 weeks later, he's in the main event fight with arguably a possible title contention against the winner of John Jones, Quentin Rampage Jackson later on this year.
I got to wrap this up in about 30 seconds. I got to say one thing about Tito Ortiz, though. He did puss out with that fight when he was supposed to have that 3-round boxing match with Dana White. He pussed out of that. Claimed some type of injury, never wanted to do it, talked all kinds of smack, but he did back his way out of that. And you know what? I remember when Jimmy Connors, a tennis star, was married to, I can't remember her name now, but she was Patty McGuire. She was a Playmate of the Year for Playboy magazine. I remember these guys in the stands would shout stuff at Jimmy Connors during tennis matches, and Jimmy would go berserk and throw his racket around and all that kind of stuff, man. I wouldn't know how to handle the heat of going out with a porn star. I'm just going to have to end it on that, man. But Slammy and Sammy, I love you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Pedro. Take care. It was good.
Much respect. This, of course, he is my MMA expert at ringtalk.com. We'll talk about Slam and Sammy Perez of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Folks, I am joined by family in the studio today. That's right. My cousin Cecilia Fernandez is here. Al Fernandez is here. And, of course, his lovely lady, Martha Ramirez, is here as well. So I've got beauty and love all in the same room right here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. And don't forget, in the other room, I got my best buddy, my producer, Scott Cuddy.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and Wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
There's not a guy in this room that really gives a rat ass about candlelight dinners. Women seem to think we like them, but, you know, it's never our idea. I mean, does he have them with his friends when you're not around? Absolutely not. During the Super Bowl, okay, Bob, you get the Doritos, I'll get the candles. First down, yes! You make a candlelight dinner for a guy, believe me, he's sitting there squirming in his chair. I can't see the goddamn potato. This sucks. The hell did she make? What is this, a turd, a piece of corn? Honey, at least put on the TV, get some light over here. So romantic. It's right up there with taking a bath or a shower together. Cannot tell you how many times I'll come home at night, the wife will have a little bath made. She doesn't get it. She'll have candles in the bathroom like some kind of voodoo sacrifice. What are you doing?
Oh, I made us a bath.
You made us a bath. You ever see me take a bath? No, I don't take a bath. I can't even get my own fat butt in the tub without my feet halfway up the wall. We've tried this before. It doesn't work. I always get the side with the faucet in my back. Ow! Ow! Yeah, honey, I'd love to get a hard-on. There doesn't seem to be any room. Taking a shower together. That really sucks, fellas. See, women like that because they're the ones under the hot water. We're standing there like a moron with a shriveled up f***ing soap in our face. This is terrific, honey. I got no penis. I got shampoo in my eyes. Let me know when there's no more hot water. It'll be my turn. I'll be right over here. I'm cold. I'm naked. My f*** looks like a stack of buttons.
Going 41 and a half minutes past hour, the great Bobby Slayton, folks. One of the guys, of course, who was my inspiration when I was doing stand-up comedy in the Bay Area, various clubs back in the late 1980s as Johnny Taco. Some of you might remember the old Johnny Taco stand-up comedy routine. My next guest is a stand-up guy, not a comedian, just a stand-up guy. He's a Goodwill ambassador as far as the sport of boxing is concerned. And if there ever was a position like a federal boxing czar, I think this man could hold it and be a fair man in doing so. I'm talking about the great Harold Letterman of HBO. Harold, how's Eileen doing?
Hi, everybody's just fine, Pedro. Thank you. Eileen's here, and everybody's just fine, and we miss you.
Okay.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you August the 27th. We'll be in San Jose, California with Robert the Ghost Guerrero in an absolute war against Marcos Maidana at 140 pounds. Guerrero invading the junior welterweight division where all the fighters seem to be. That is a great division.
That is a great division, of course. I used
Alberto Soto's going to 140. Everybody's going to 140.
Yeah, well, what about Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez? What's the weight going to be on that?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what they're fighting at. They're probably fighting at a catchweight, probably about 143, something like that. You know, Juan Manuel is the lightweight champion, 135. He can't go too high. It's just really not fair to ask him to go way up, you know, for the third fight with Manny Pacquiao. But he's certainly got a heck of a chance if they do make it somewhere below the 147-pound welterweight limit, that's for sure. Well, I mean, Marquez at 143, you know, 142, whatever, deadly. I mean, the guy will be terrific.
Yeah, but and there's no knock on him. Okay, but I called him at 143 against Mayweather. I said he looked like a fat Mexican because
it just goes to show how good Floyd is too. But
that's true. But what I'm trying to say is that his natural weight is 126, and unlike Manny Pacquiao, he didn't grow, he didn't get bigger, he didn't put on this additional muscle mass or anything like that. I mean, he just sort of stayed the same size.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you. If Manny Pacquiao was a 5-1 favorite before, once people hear that, he's going to go to 10-1.
Well, I know what I'd like to see. I'd like to see him fight Marquez in 140 pounds. I think that would be pretty fair. I think that would make
you know,
for a fair fight.
Tell you something. You know, Manny Pacquiao is such a great athlete. He probably could do it no sweat. He'd probably, if you said, Manny, would you go down to 140 to fight Juan Manuel Marquez the third time, you know, he'd probably say, absolutely no problem, and he'd come in at 140. You know, Manny, I mean, just an incredible athlete. He would train himself down to 140 if he had to, you know. I mean, I'm sure he's not the one that's setting this, you know, whatever the weight limit's going to be, but, you know.
No, but nobody, but he won't.
He's a fabulous athlete.
He's a fabulous athlete, no question about that. The Philippines' greatest fighter, maybe the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world now.
Maybe the most recognizable face in the world right now. I mean, think about it. It's unreal.
Yeah, not the prettiest guy in the world. Not like when Muhammad Ali was the greatest well-known face in the entire world, the pretty one. But here's my knock on Manny. Okay, Manny won't adhere to random drug testing. Now, Harold, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, boxers and MMA artists have beaten their drug test time and time again. Okay, Evander Holyfield, who ordered steroids from the Signature Pharmacy under the name of Evan Fields, and they had them delivered to his house under the name of Evan Fields by FedEx guys. Okay, Shane Mosley beat the Athletic Commission test in Las Vegas as far as steroids and performance enhancement drugs and EPO and that kind of stuff concerned. And what am I talking about, EPO? I'm talking about talking about blood doping, where you actually put more red blood cells in your blood, more oxygen in your blood. You can recover 45% faster, you can fight 45% harder, and of course, you can train 45% harder. But the bottom line is EPO, steroids, this and that. Floyd had an issue with that. Floyd said the testing he didn't think was sufficient in Nevada, and I think he's right. In Texas, they don't even test you, I don't think. But the bottom line is Floyd had a point, and they had a deal to fight March 10th of last year. They were going to fight on HBO pay-per-view March 10th, 2010. And then Manny said, He didn't want to do the blood testing. He didn't want to do it. First, he said he was scared of needles. And then I published a picture of him getting these tattoos on the internet where there's blood spouting all over out of his arms all over the place. So that sort of laid that rumor to rest. Then he said he was superstitious. Then he said it weakened him. But the bottom line is, I think that he realized, my own opinion here, is that he realized that Floyd Mayweather was going to be the test for him. Now, Floyd Mayweather does have the skills to outbox him, and he could embarrass him. In fact, you know, it could be such a one-sided fight with a guy like Mayweather because of his style and his speed and his hand and foot speed combined and his ability to adjust to another fighter's style that, you know, Manny might not have been able to hit him in the ass with a ping-pong paddle or a tennis racket, okay?
And Manny is pretty quick, let me tell you.
And then Manny goes off and fights three no-hopers in a row, and Joshua Claudio, who didn't throw a punch, should have had his purse withheld, and when he went back
That's what I said. I was yelling at Dickie Cole in Cowboy Stadium, don't pay him. Dickie Cole just smiled at me, you know.
Yeah,
but I was screaming at the commissioner, Dickie Cole, yelling, don't pay him. But anyway, go ahead.
You didn't. This is the great Harold Letterman, folks, of HBO. Of course, HBO's boxing judge. He's been a professional boxing judge since 1968, originally licensed in New York, and then he got a hold with the great Seth Abraham, I believe, when he was the HBO sports CEO, and he's been now with HBO for how long, Harold?
March will be 26 years. Anyway, let's get back to Manny Pacquiao.
Okay, Manny Pacquiao.
We're talking about he fought three no-hopers.
Three no-hopers. Fought Joshua Claudio, didn't throw a punch, okay? Fought Antonio Margarito, who was dead at the weight. And Margarito never really was a great fighter, per se. He was a Mexican mauler at best, okay? I mean, he was a mauler. He was a guy that used to outsize guys. And, of course, he was, you know, caught cheating, trying to put those plaster of Paris hand wraps in his in his gloves. And, of course, a lot of people suspect him of using those tactics against people like Kermit Cintron and Miguel Cotto, especially the way he busted Cotto up in just a few rounds. I mean, Cotto was winning after 8 rounds. After 10 rounds, looked like Cotto went through a meat grinder. And then he takes on Sugar Shane Mosley, who's not even sugar anymore. He's not even saccharin, okay? I mean, he's nothing. He's done. Stick a fork in him. It's time for him to go. But the bottom line, he's fought three no-hopers in a row, okay? And he avoided the main fight with Floyd Mayweather only because the only reason they didn't fight was he wouldn't adhere to random drug testing.
Yeah, that sure is a strange reason.
That is a strange. That whole thing is strange, you know.
Yeah, when you consider how much money is at stake, it is a strange reason.
Well, not
but I tell you, I honestly believe that, you know, he wants to cement his legacy. You can't do that when you're over the hill, you know, when you're too old, whatever. He's got to do it while he's still young. His only chance to beat Floyd Mayweather is if he does it, you know, when he's still at an age where he still can fight. So. You know, I mean, none of us can go on forever. So, you know, Manny's got to get that ring, and so does Floyd. I mean, I really believe that they're both in their prime now. They got to do it now or very, very soon. So I think we're going to see it, Pedro. I really do. But anyway.
I think, of course, Mayweather's got to get by Victor Ortiz, and Victor Ortiz is no joke. He's like 29.
No, I don't think that fight is easy. The guy is a full 47-pounder. He's no small guy. You know,
he's a left-hander.
And he's crack, and he's a southpaw, and he hits you with shots you don't see coming, and he throws a right hook. You know, you don't realize it unless you're a fighter. You know, you ain't used to seeing right hooks come at you, right hooks that can take your head off.
You know, Harold, I'm glad you brought up the right hook, because Ernie Chavez, who retired after fighting Meldrick Taylor in Sacramento on an HBO card back about 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, he hit me twice with right hooks in Las Vegas at the Showboat Hotel. And the first thing I remember on both those instances is the fact that my ear was against the canvas. Okay?
Oh,
so getting hit with those right hooks, I'm telling you, is not a good thing. Getting hit from the opposite side, it's a hard thing to adapt
to. You see a southpaw that can throw a vicious right hook, man, that hurts. You know, and like you say, you know, I mean, he could knock you out with a right hook. I mean, Victor Ortiz has got a solid right hook. You know, you remember the... Well, Devin Alexander doesn't have a great right hook, but you remember the shot he knocked out Juan Urango with? He knocked him out with a right hand. I mean, Jesus, I was amazed. I said, it was a holy mackerel. Those southpaws are dangerous.
You know what? Speaking of southpaws, real quick, we were talking with Harold Letterman. We got about a minute and a half here. You know, Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's book came out, and the big thing about Sugar Ray Leonard's book is his alleged homosexual contact that his coach made with him in 1976 prior to the Olympics. Both judges are dead now. I won't name what judge it was, But, you know, when he fought Marvin Hagler, Marvin Hagler decided to go out and try to outbox Sugar Ray Leonard for the four of the first five rounds. He probably gave away four rounds right then and there. And then he bitched, moaned, and complained about losing a 7-5 decision down the after 12 right. rounds. You know, but he sold the ring size. He sold the gloves. He sold the 15 rounds or 12 rounds. So, you know, Marvin, I thought, sold his title. And he had that incompetent corner in the Petronelli's, Goody and Pat Petronelli, right. telling him, "Oh, Marvin, you're doing great." How did you score that fight, Harold?
7-5, Ray Leonard. I had it round for round, exactly the same in all 12 rounds as Dave Moretti, the Nevada judge. You remember Moretti voted 7-5 for Ray Leonard. The other judge was Lou Filippo, who voted for Hagler.
Yeah.
And then we had the score of Jojo Guerra, who had Ray winning by something like, oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 points. Yeah. I mean, Jojo Guerra didn't see nothing Marvin did the entire fight. He had Sugar Ray Leonard winning a fight really big. So Ray wound up winning a split decision.
Now, I'm glad you brought up Jojo Guerra. This will be the last question for Harold Letterman. Of course, the HBO great folks, the boxing goodwill ambassador, if there ever was one. If you ever walk up to Harold and you want to take a picture of Harold, he'll gladly take a picture with you. He'll sign an autograph. In fact, I remember one time in Sacramento, he was signing autographs for 2 hours after a fight. So Harold is one of the just greatest guys in the entire world. But last Saturday night, or a couple Saturdays ago, it was last Saturday. Paul Williams and Arislandi Lara fought in Atlantic City. And, of course, you were there as the HBO judge, and the three judges, one judge had it even, the other two judges had it for Paul Williams in a fight that Paul Williams didn't win, obviously, because, you know, clean punching is what professional boxing is all about, not the amount of punches thrown. And the clean punches, and it wasn't even close when it came to clean punching and decisive punching and this and that. Now, how did you score that fight, Harold?
Oh, God, 9-3, 117-111 for Arislandi Lara. And you know something, Pedro? He walked out a winner. He really did. You know, the whole world knew he won that fight, except the three judges. And, you know, people realize now that he's one of the real good fighters in that 54-pound division. And that's a division where basically you got, you know, four good young guys that are holding titles right now that everybody wants to fight, whether it's K-9 Bundridge for the IBF title or Zinzeruk for the WBO title. He showed us he's a pretty darn good fighter, you know, when he fought Sergio Martinez. Certainly the WBC champion is the one that everybody wants, the now no longer 20, now 21 years old Canelo Alvarez. I mean, you know, everybody wants a shot at Canelo because, you know, he's the Mexican hero. Everybody loves him. He's got a great record, a sensational fighter. And in the BA, you get a great world champion, Miguel Cotto. So, you know, it's a really hot division, 154. And certainly Lara put himself right up there in line for a shot at anybody. You know, I presume Cotto was tied up with the Margarito fight coming up December the 3rd. He was his return match. But any of the other three guys are basically available. Canelo, they're talking about a fight against Alfonso Gomez because they both come from Guadalajara. But, you know, Bundridge, I don't think, has got a fight. You know, so you can basically walk in and get a shot. And it's a terrific division with a lot of terrific fights on the horizon. Spanish Matarosian is a very, very good fighter. The Armenian kid who lives in California, what a terrific fighter he is. Exciting, he can punch, he can move, he can box, he does it all. I love the guy.
Harold.
So he certainly deserves a shot. It's just a great division with a lot of exciting fights out there.
And Harold.
Walked out, you know, so popular.
I got to let you go. I love you. Say hello to Eileen and Julie for me, but you are the greatest, Harold. And you know what? If I ever had a dad, I'd want him to be Harold Letterman. You're such a
Thanks
great man. I love you.
Pedro.
Always love this man. He's a fantastic guest. A fantastic guest, no question about that. Don't have to prod him for any questions, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'll come back with a closing editorial on Manny Pacquiao, the congressman. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check, and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
With so many gas-saving options, it's no surprise Toyota's the number one choice among consumers. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or a 2011 Tundra. Plus, get low lease payments, APRs, or customer cash on your favorite Toyotas like Corolla, Sienna, Highlander, Venza, and Avalon. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. We have lots to choose from, so hurry in today. Toyota.
Toyota is the number one choice among consumers based on Toyota brand retail sales CY 2010. 0% APR for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Program covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25K, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for vehicle eligibility and complete coverage details. Offers exclude Camry Hybrid. Offers may vary by region. Offers end 7/5/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
The horns and the mighty Tower of Power, 58 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank my guests today, Harold Letterman, Chuck Marbury, and Slam and Sammy Perez. And I want to end this on a controversial note just for a second. Manny Pacquiao, the congressman in the Philippines, the man that was he's a womanizer. He got caught fooling around a couple years ago with that Filipino actress and that. He's trying to say the use of condoms is a sin. Didn't the Catholic Church say the same thing when the AIDS epidemic was at an all-time peak? How many people do you think died because the Catholic Church went out and said that, you know, you can't use condoms, it's a sin? Or how many people do you think are going to die or get an STD because they listen to that fool Manny Pacquiao over there in the Philippines and don't use a condom? Give me a break, huh? Hey, Manny, go do something like you can. Fight Floyd Mayweather, take the drug test, and shut the you-know-what up. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks. Want to thank my lovely guests in studio. I'm talking about Martha Ramirez, Al Fernandez, Cecilia Fernandez, family in the house, and, of course, the great Lenny Williams is going to close the show here with So Very Hard to Go. I will update the Tower of Power website, and ringtalk.com is always happening with Pedro Fernandez 24/7. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that ass of yours off the canvas of life. Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise in Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.